So the Gemara quotes Shmuel towards the bottom of the Gimel and Meral. Kain Tomei Shachal Truma Tahir. The Gemara's Medayik only Truma Tahir, but a Kain Tomei Shachal Truma Tameo would not be Misa B'nei Shemaim. And the Gemara says it's learned from a pasuk. Misa Baki Yichalu Pratuzu Shemuchulelas V'Omeres. What's the nature of the din? So on the side of the Gemara, they're Mitzayin to Chulin. Kuchi Gimel on the base. What the Gemara there explains that it's based on the principle of Eni Sechal Al Isa. Means it depends which Isa, what happened first. If the Truma first became Tomei, and the Kohen is not allowed to eat it because the Truma is Tomei, so that's an Isa Rese. Rashi there in Chulin quotes for the Gaon of Rambam, that's an Isa Rese. So it's ready also for me to eat the Truma Tomei. So then when I become Tomei afterwards, I say, Eni Sechal Al Isa. But if first I became Tomei, and a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma, then afterwards a Truma becomes Tomei. So then according to the Gemara, that's not included in the Drasha. The Din is based on any Ischal Alisa, so it would depend which Isa was Chal first. So the context of the Gemara there, the Gemara is discussing, there's a Machloikis HaTanayim, but you say any Ischal Alisa. And then there's a further Machloikis on the assumption, any Ischal Alisa. How many exceptions to the rule are there? One exception to the rule for sure is, if the two Isur Machal B'Vasachas, Isa B'Vasachas, everyone agrees that they're both chal. But if it's b'zeh hazeh, and the second one is an isa koilo, that's a machlek sepshim nechachamim, and if it's meisif, then it's chal. There are exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara thought originally that Shmuel doesn't hold b'chlal from the whole din of ein isa chal al isa. So how, but over here, Shmuel is the one who says it. Gemara says, maybe this is an exception to the rule, maybe only over here we say ein isa chal al isa because it's exeris hakosim. Okay, so the Gemara has... The Gemara quotes this member of Shmuel in the context of the discussion of Ein Ischa Alisa, so the din only applies if first the Truma became Tomei and then the Adam became Tomei. Some who are not familiar with the Gemaras mistakenly think Ein Ischa Alisa only applies if both Yisurim are on the Hefze. If one Issa is Chal on the Hefze, then another Issa is Chal on the Hefze, then you say Ein Ischa Alisa. So they won't understand how can it be the Adam became Tomei. That's not. That there's nothing wrong with the Hefze. Or there's a Gemara, the Gemara discusses a person did Malacha on Yom Kippur, Shulchali is B'Shabbos. So one who does Malacha on Shabbos is Chayv Koras, one who does Malacha on Yom Kippur is Chayv Koras. So one who did Malacha B'Shegik on Yom Kippur, Shulchali B'Shabbos, B'Shegik, so is he Chayv two Chatois or not? Or is he only Chayv one Chatois? So the Gemara has a whole discussion, Ein Isa Chal Alisa. What do you mean, Ein Isa Chal Alisa? Because Shabbos is Kli V'Kaima from Sheshis Mei Bereshis. Shabbos came first, even though when it comes to Yisrael Kachavim, they're both Chal simultaneously. But Al Pidin, Gemara assumes that Shabbos comes first. And then Bezin decided to make Rosh Hashanah, then Memele becomes Yom Kippur, so that even though it's Chal simultaneously, that's called Ein Isa Chal Alisa, a discussion of the Gemara. So some people thought, how can it be? There is no such Gemara. They're not familiar. There is no such Gemara. Can't be. Why can't it be? Because they thought, their perception was Ein Isa Chal Alisa is only... If the both Yisur Ma'an Achevtze, the Yisur Malacha and Shabbos, Yisur Malacha and Yom Kippur, they're both on the Gabbat. Nothing is Chal. What do you mean on the Chevtze? Chevtze is that's a concept. The Gemara has a concept. Sovel Atuma, a sugya in Menachet, in the second parak. If something is saturated with Tuma, and then Tuma Chamura, it's an Av Atuma, and then another Tommy touches it, and it should become a Tolga also, it should become a Rishon. So the Gemara has a discussion. Maybe you should say Sovel Atuma, saturated with Tuma. So the second Tumma can't be Chal on top of the first Tumma. So some thought, they weren't familiar with that Gemara either, but they thought that that's the concept of Ein Isa Chal Isa, the thing is saturated with Isa, how can it become? Remember, I was once talking and learning with a person, now he happens to be a big Rosh Yeshiva, but at that time he was a Bacher. So he thought there is no such Gemara. So I showed him there's a Gemara about Yom Kippur Shechal Yishab. So he had a look in the original source in the Sifra. He found out the Sifra has exactly the same as the Gemara. It's also called Ein Isa Chal Isa. You look in the Rambam, in the end of Halach Aleph and Perek Zayin Hilchas Trumas, the Rambam quotes the memory of Shmuel, Kain Tom Shachal Truma Temeo, is not Misa B'dei Shemayim, and he doesn't distinguish which one happened first, which one happened second. He doesn't learn, he did not paskan like that Sugi and Chul and Kuf Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, because it's not Kodesh, it doesn't have the full Mesa Bo Ki Yichalu Pratazu Shem B'chol Elis V'yom Edes, is a different word, that a Kain Tom Shachal Truma is only Misa B'dei Shemayim if the Truma has the full Kedusha. But if the Truma is Temeya, so it's not fully Kodesh. So it's a different reason. How did the Rambam know to paskin against the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on Hebeisa? The Pri Megodim has in his Psicha, the Hilcha Shchita, a very interesting suggestion, and he starts going through additional Gemaras. Rashi there in Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel on Hebeisa explained that when the truma becomes tameya, you're not allowed to eat it. That's only an Isar Aseh. So he raises an issue. Do you really say Enisa Chalalisa if the first Isa was only Enisa Raseh? Let's say the first Isa was Enisa Lav and the second Isa is Enisa Koriz, Enisa Misa, Enisa Skiva. The first Isa was Malkus and the second Isa is Skiva. The first Isa, Eshes Ish Menasas Chamoso, let's say I marry the girl's daughter. So she, first she was an Eshes Ish, that was Chenek. Nasas Chamoso, so Chamoso is what? Is a Sreifa, I think. Vaish Yisufro Oso Viasen, a Sreifa. So the Gemara said, even though the second Isa is much more chomer than the first Isa, first Isa was Malkus and second Isa is Misa, you still say Ein Isa Chalal Isa. Yeah, but if the first Isa was only an Isa Aseh, so then there's room to say that you don't apply the rule of Ein Isa Chalal Isa. So that's what the Pri Megodim suggests. Maybe the Rambam had Haychochas from Gemaras, the question is, where were the Gemaras, that you shouldn't pass one like that, Sugin Chulun Kuzin Gimon Beis, because the first Isa, if the Truma first became Tomei, and then the person became Tamei, so the Isser against eating Truma Tamei is only an Isser Aseh. Maybe the whole rule of Enisa Chalisa doesn't apply in such a case. That's an interesting suggestion. And he goes through other additional Gemaras to try to demonstrate that that seems to be the Rambam Sheet. Yeah. If you hold that like the Rambam, not like that Gemara Chulin, that it's not based on Enisa Chalisa. So what is the nature of the Din? So the, perhaps the pashtus in the nature of this din of Shmuel is the iser of a tomei eating truma tahira is yemavatlet b'mitzvasa. Truma tahira is in mitzvasa leheyochel kohanim. So if a zar eats it, he's mavatlet b'mitzvasa, and if a kohen tomei eats it, also mavatlet b'mitzvasa. The mitzvah should be nechal to kohanim b'tahara. There is a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Amud Beis where the Gemara says that Achila Gasa, the Gemara has two memories. One Gemara says Achila Gasa is Lav Shmei Achila Benegeti Yom Kippur. One who eats on Yom Kippur, Benezid is Chayv Koris, Meshogig is Chayv Chatos, but if he's stuffed to the brim, he ate so much in the Suda HaMapsekis that when it comes Leil Yom Kippur, he's ready to throw up, and then he eats some more Leil Yom Kippur, he's stuffed to the brim. So the Gemara says, you're not chayv koris for that. Then the Gemara, that's one memory. Then the Gemara has another memory. Same is true by Zasha Ochala Satruma. Zasha Ochala Satruma is Misa B'dei Shemaim. But if he eats Achila Gasa, so that's not included. Achila Gasa is not included. So the Tosfos assumes, Tosfos and Nozir, Chav Gimel Amin Alf assumes, Hatzad Shav Shabahem, that it's a din in Kol HaTarkul. Achila Gasa, Lav Shema Achila. So that's why Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara there in Nozir Daf Chav Gimel quotes the pasuk from the Novi. Ki Yisharim Da'achei Hashem Kserikim Yochavom Afoshim Yikosh Levom. That's the concluding pasuk where Hosea, I forgot it. It's one in the Navi. The last pasuk in the Novi. So the Gemara has a comment. Ki Yisharim Da'achei Hashem that Tzadikim and the Poshim are going on the same highway, on the same road. Tzadikim Yochavom Afoshim Yikosh Levom. So what is it that the tzaddikim and the poshim are doing exactly the same? Moshe l'shnei b'nei adam shetzol p'ischeim. Two people are eating korban pesach. So the tzaddik is careful not to eat too much on erev pesach. So he eats the korban pesach l'teyavin and l'el pesach. You're not supposed to eat too much on erev pesach. And the poshim are not interested. They don't follow the din. Men mincha samach l'mincha. You're not allowed to eat on erev pesach. Kadesh yoch l'teyavin. So he stops himself on erev pesach and he eats the korban pesach achila gasa. So, Aleim, Akasav, Aymek, Tzadikim, they're both eating the Korban Pesach, Tzadikim, Yelchavam, Aposhim, Yikosh, Luvam. So the Gemara asked Akasha, that's the Pshat and the Pasuk, just because it didn't eat it, Litayob, and he ate it, Achila Gasa, so that's Poshim. He's not a Posheya, so he didn't do a mitzvah min amufcha. So Tzadik says, what do you mean? But the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Peyam and Beis, that Achila Gasa, Lav Shmachil. So Tzadik gives different terutz. Tzadik says, famous terutz, there are two different types of Achila Gasa. One is he's not eating the Korban Pesach L'Teyavim, but he didn't stuff himself to the brim on Erev Pesach that he doesn't enjoy. It's not L'Teyavim, but he enjoys eating it. So that's not called Achila Gasa from Yuma, Daf Peyam and Beis. That's what the Gemara here in Nozick calls that Achila Gasa. It's a different kind of Achila Gasa. Then Tosfos gives another suggestion. All right, but so he's not going to burn in Gehenna because he didn't fulfill. You're right. It's Achila Gassi, he's not Yotze. So he didn't fulfill Korban Pesach. He fulfilled Shechitas HaPesach. He didn't fulfill Achila. He was Yotze Achila. Achilas Pesach Meloi Me'akva doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. You're right. He didn't. They're two different mitzvahs. Mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach, he was Yotze. Mitzvah Achila was not Yotze. But it's not fair to call him Poshim Yikoshlevam. He's a Poshea. A lot of people are mizalzam and they don't fulfill mitzvah says. You don't call them a poshim. So Tosfos gives the tirutz. Truth of the matter is, you look there in the Rambam's Psokim in Yuma, Daf Pei Amud Beis, so the Keren Ora, and Yuma points out that the Rambam, Keren Ora was on Nazir. I wrote the wrong mark. Keren Ora was on Nazir, and there is no Keren Ora in Yuma. So he points out, you look in the Rambam seems to hold us, the Rambam Soloveitchik also assumed that they were poshim. The Rambam only quotes the two Gemaras, and he doesn't make Atzad HaShavah Shabahem. Chila Gas Lav Shema Chila and Kala Tarkula. It's a local din in Hilchas Yom Kippur, and it's a local din in Hilchas Zar Shach Al Truma. Hilchas Yom Kippur, because it doesn't say in the Chumash that you shouldn't eat on Yom Kippur. It says, HaNefesh HaShalosa Una, Inui. So Inui haste. If the guy is hungry, and he eats the food. So that's HaNefesh HaShalosa Una. But if he's full to the brim, And then he eats something and he's ready to throw up and he doesn't enjoy it at all. So how can you call that HaNefesh HaShalosa? So the expression HaShalosa doesn't fit in over there. So the Gemara, the Rambam seems to have understood the Gemara that it's a local din in Hilchos Yom Kippur because it's not an Isra Achila, it's a din of din. That's why the Shir Achila is different. Shir Achila is Kosevus Agas and the Shir Shti is Malay Lugmav. It's not the same Kazais and Revis and Kala Tarkul. Kala Tarkul, it's a din of Achila. Here it's a din of Inu. It's a different Shir. Kim Luhudar Abonim, this is the Shir for Inu. Then the Keren Ora explains, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, also the same. It's a local din Hilchas Yom Kippur. It's a local din Hilchas Zar Shochal Truma. Why? Because the basis of the prohibition, Zar Shochal Truma really is because Yemavatalit Mimitzvasa. This Truma should have been eaten by a Kohen Tohar. And the Tzar goes and he eats the Truma. So the Kohen Tohor was supposed to eat the Truma in a normal fashion. When the Kohanim eat, even the Chazav HaShoik, when they eat the Truma, should be eaten in a Bekavadika fashion. So if the Tzar eats it in a Bekavadika fashion, then he's in violation of Tzar Shachal Truma. But if the Tzar eats it, Achila Gasa, if the Kohen would have eaten the Truma Achila Gasa, he would have not been Yotze the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is that it should be Nechal in a proper fashion, a Mashchal Gedula. So if the Tzar eats Achila Gasa, it's a local din in Hilchas Truma. The Tzar Shachal Truma Achila Gasa is not Chayv. So it could be that the Pashtus is that's the Pshat over here. If the Truma Benkovako, the Truma is Truma Tameh. So there is not, it's not Oymer L'mitzvah that it should be Nechal by what a Kohan and Bitahari. You're not allowed to eat it, even if you're Tohar, because the Truma is Tameh, it's an Isra Asay. So since you can't say that the Kohen Tameh eating Truma, if a Zari eats Truma, is Mevatel et Mimitzvah. If the Kohen Tameh eats Truma, is Mevatel Mimitzvah. But you can't say there is no Mitzvah if the Truma is Tameh. So there is no Mitzvah, it's not Oymer L'heyochel, it's Oymer L'hisarif. Okay, Lasika Tach Stavshil, it's a different thing. But it's not Oymer L'mitzvah of Achilas. So you can't say that by the Kohen Tomei eating the Truma Tomei, you can't say that he's violating the mitzvah of the Truma. It's no longer mitzvah L'hayachal. So it could be that that's the way the Rambam understood it did. If you assume that it's not based on Enei Sechal Alisa, like the Gemara said in Chulin, you have to say some other pshat. So the Rambam says it's not Kodesh. What do you mean it's not Kodesh? It is Kodesh. Maybe it means it's not Oymer L'mitzvah anymore. There is a Gemara in Krisis, on Dab Zayin Omer Aleph, where the Gemara has a din, if you have each type of truma, has a different Oymer L'mitzvasa. The Rambam writes, if you have mafresh truma from grain, so grain normally you make into flour, then you make it into bread, cake, or cookies, or something, so that's Oymer L'achila. Mafresh truma from apples, from pears, from vegetables, whatever, so that's Oymer L'achila. Sometimes you have mafresh truma from wine, so wine is oymer l'shtiyah. So you're supposed to, the kohen is supposed to drink the wine. And then if you have truma, let's say you have shemen zayis, you make truma from shemen zayis. Normally shemen zayis, you don't drink a bottle of shemen zayis. It's unhealthy, it's not normal. So shemen zayis is oymer l'sicha. So the kohen should use the shemen zayis to shmir on the body. Let's say instead of shmiring the shemen zayis, he's going to use wine. So he's mevatel et mitzvasei. That's not. It's not. Wine is not a mitzvah to wash the body. and shemen, if he's going to drink the shemen, that's not normal. Yishkeyachu prat l'mazik, the Gemara says. It's a mazik, it's not normal. So that's his mevatalit mitzvasai. So the Gemara there increases, has it in, let's say a kohen has a truma, shem is aishal truma. So he shmirs it on his body. It's aimed l'sicha, so he uses it l'sicha. Then he has a grandchild who is not a kohen. How can the kohen have a grandchild not a kohen? His daughter married a non kohen. So he has a ben bitoy. He has a grandchild who is nishkin kohen. They pick a case of a grandchild, because the guy has a bare chest. The kohen shmirred oil on his chest. Then he's going to take a little baby and hold the baby on his chest. Which meshugan, which crazy person holding a baby on his chest? It's his grandchild, a little baby. So the grandchild is nishkin kohen. So if you take shem and shalchum and you shmir it on a zar, that's a violation. Yimavatalat mitzvasa. But if the kohen already used it, he was already mekayim the mitzvasa. So the Gemara says it's muta lachatchila to have his grandchild ben bito misagel olav, to have the grandchild laid down on the grandfather's chest, and you don't say he's violating the oimed mitzvasa of the truma, because he already used mekayim the mitzvasa. He already used it for mitzvasa. So there is a concept by sicha. There's such a concept that you shouldn't be soch shemesh al truma anazar if you're going to be thereby, you're going to be mevatel mitzvasa. But if the kohen already used it to be soch his own body, then there's no problem if the zar has it later on. So the shad is, what about achila? What about achila? You say if a zar eats truma, the whole isur is only mevatel mitzvasa, because the truma should have been eaten by a kohen tohar. So if a kohen tohar eats truma, if a zar eats truma, the reason why it's us is because mevatel mitzvasa. And if a kohen would eat it, and then a zar would eat it also at the same time, there wouldn't be a problem. But he say, no, achila's truma is an isa, a separate isa. It's not because of bita mitzvasa. By sicha, you say that it's because of mevatel mitzvasa. So there's a peladika tesis in Gittin of Membeis on Membeis. The Gemara has a discussion there. What's a din if you have an eved who's eved knaini, so today's sedra, it says eved knaini shal kohen zechel b'trum eved ibi shal kohen tosha v'sochel lo yachal boi. Eved knaini shal kohen, a kohen ki ikne kinyan kaspa hu yachal boi. Eved knaini shal kohen is a kinyan kaspa, he's allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if you don't have a kinyan mammon? There's a kinyan mammon and a kinyan nisa and an eved knaini, both. Evidibi is a whole machlokes of Rishana, but Evidkneini, we assume from the Gemara, there's both a concept, Kenya Mamet, Ayon, the Evid Kishori Vachamori. I'm not allowed to kill him. The Shor Vachamori have a right to Shecht. A human being, I'm not allowed to Shecht. So, but Ayon him Kishori Vachamori. And I also have a Kenya Nisa. What do you mean that there's a Kenya Nisa in the Evidkneini? The Gemara says in Hayoril, the first daft, Afayinam and Beis, in the beginning of Perikol, that Evidkneini cannot become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Yodom. So Doseis, that's called the Kinyanis. Or when you get to this din, that the Eviknayin Shul Kohen Zechel B'Truma is also, that's a Kinyanis that he has. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if the Odon of the Eviknayin has no Kinyan Mamet at all? All he has is a Kinyanis. So the Eviknayin, that's what we call Mu'ukav Get Shichur. He's just missing the Shta Shichur to cancel the Kinyanis on him. So the Gemara has a suffix. Is the Eved, is that called Koyin Kikn and Nefesh Kinya Kaspa? All you have is a Kinya Nisa. You don't have a Kinya moment. That's enough. Only a Kinya Nisa, you're allowed to. The Eved Klein Shulkan is allowed to eat Truman. Maybe what it means is, if there's a Kinya moment, Koyin Kikn and Nefesh Kinya Kaspa, you have a Kinya moment on the Eved Kneini with a Kinya Nisa, then you're Zechel B'Truman. But if all you have is a Kinya Nisa, maybe that's not sufficient. So it's a discussion in the Gemara. So Taisa says, what case are you talking about? The Taisa says, we're not talking that he was mafker avdoi. He was mafker the evidibi and the hepkes only chal on the kenyan moment and the kenyan isa remains. Taisa gives a reason not talking about that. So what case? Where do you have another case where there's only kenyan isa and there's no kenyan moment? So Taisa says, he's talking about a chatzi evid v'chatzi ben chor. That minator, the chatzi evid v'chatzi ben chor remains like that for the rest of his life. He's going to be stuck. Lisa shivchen yochel. Lisa baschoren en yochel. He can't live with, a Jewish girl can't live with a shivcha knainis. Because the Chatzi Ben Chor is not allowed to live with the Shivcha Knainis, and the Chatzi Eved is not allowed to live with the Beis Chor, so he's stuck. So Beis Shammai made a takone that Kofen is Rabbah also Ben Chor. You force the Odom. He can't marry anyone. So Bishamai said they made a takana. And then Mechazah Basila Haris Kadibi Bishamai. Basila finally agreed with the Bishamai. They gave in to them. That's the proper route to go. So what does it mean? So midirabbanan, you have to be Meshachra the Evid. You have to give the Evidaini, the Chatzi Evid, you have to give him Meshtar Shichra. You're not allowed to, the Odin is not allowed to make him work for him. So midirabbanan, they declared Hefke Bezna Hefke. The Odin has no Kinyan Momin anymore. So Tosi says that's the case that we're talking about. The Evid is a Chatzi Evid, the Chatzi Ben Chorin. And with the Rabban and Hefke Bezna Hefke, they invoked Hefke Bezna Hefke, so there's no Kenyan Mammon at all, there's only Kenyan Issa, it's Mukhe Get Shechra. So that's the discussion, is he allowed to eat Truma? So the Achrayim ask, what in the world are they talking about? Achatze Ben Chorin? Achatze Ben Chorin is a Ger. A Ger is not allowed to eat Truma. Ebeknayin Shel Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. A Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Kohanim can eat, and Ebeknayin Shel Kohen. But if the Achatze Ed Bechatze Ben Chorin, the Chatzi Ben Chorin is also eating the Chuma. Chatzi Ben Chorin is a Ger. A Ger is not allowed to eat Chuma. How could that be a Havamina? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Sefer, Chaisen Yosef, He'oris on the Avdi Miluim. It was printed in America. I don't think it was ever printed in Europe. It was printed in America. They had the manuscript. He didn't feel well for a while. He had trouble with his eyes. So he wasn't allowed to read for a while. So he had someone read some easy reading for him, so they were reading Avdei Miluim. He was sitting back and listening. And then he was dictating to the fellow who was reading the Avdei Miluim. He was dictating right the following hour. So he wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And then when he regained his health and he was able to read again, so he looked over the manuscript. And then he crossed out here and there and other places. So every paragraph has a number. So it goes 1, 2, 15, 16, 17, 28, 29, 30. It skips a lot of numbers, and whatever he thought was good. So it remained. Whatever he thought was not good, they crossed out, so that they never print. So the Chosin Yosef, he has a comment on this. He says, how can it be a Zahapella? How can there be a Havamina that a Chatz Yeveh b'Chatz Mecharen should be allowed to eat from? The Chatz Mecharen is a Ger. A Ger is a Yisrael, so he's not allowed to eat from. So he says, apparently Tosis is of the opinion that by Azar Shochal Truma, it's also only because of Bitl Mitzvah. So just like the Gemara said in Krisis, that the Kohen should start Shemeshal Truma, he's allowed to take his grandchild and have the child lay on his bare chest, even when the grandchild's going to be on Geshmir with Shemeshal Truma. Because there is no Yisr per se, Sicha Vish, Azar Shesach Vishemeshal Truma. The Yisr is not to be Mavatle Bim Mitzvah. But here the Kohen already used the Shemeshal Truma to be Sach. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah. So there's no Aveira if the Zar Shmir's lays on the grandfather's chest. So Tosfos seems to be of the opinion that Azar Shochal Truma, there is no independent Isa by Azar Shochal Truma either. The whole Isa only is Bitl Mitzvah. So if you have Azar eating Truma that's being eaten by a Kohen at the same time, here is a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mecher. So the Chatzi Eved is doing the Mitzvah Soi. That's a question. And Eved K'nayin Shol Kohen Ezechol B'Truma, that's a Mitzvah or that's a Heta? Let's say Behemoth Kohen Ezechol B'Truma. That's a mitzvah. The behemoth says a bracha. The bala behemoth says a bracha. Shekashan says it's one. Lahachal truma lebehemoth. The stomach is only a heta. Eishes kohen is also a discussion with the eishes kohen achelas betruma. Is that a mitzvah? Does she say a bracha before she's about to eat? Shekashan bik tashos shal shalam. It's one of alachidas truma. It's only a heta like behemoth kohen. But abiknayin shal kohen is also a diyun. The chidush arim has a discussion. Menachem Zembe has in his. Has in his sefer, what's the name of the sefer? Zer Avram. He has in his sefer Zer Avram. So he quotes Mar Mekayimus on this. Apir Sham Shnayis in Gittin and Chidush Arim discussing whether Abiknayi eating truma, is it a mitzvah or not? Is it only a heta? So here, apparently, that's what Yosef Engel suggests pshat in this Tosfos in Gittin. And based on the base, Tosfos seems to hold that the iser for a zar to eat truma is only if you're mevatlet mi mitzvasai. But if the Chatzi Eved is allowed to eat and he's mekayim the mitzvasai, so there's no avera for the Chatzi Ben Chorin eating at the same time. He's not being mevatlet mi mitzvasai. The Chatzi Eved is doing the mitzvah. I don't know if it would make sense to say the same hesber if you would say that an Eved k'nayni shol k'nayni zechol b'trum is a heter. It's not a mitzvah. You can also say like that since there's a heter, so there's no issa, he has a heter and he doesn't have a heter. But if the Chatzi Eved has a mitzvah, if you say it's a mitzvah, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is the end of the first parak in Gittin assumes that it's a mitzvah on the Eved K'nayin Shol Kohen, not just the Heta. If you say it's a mitzvah, then it makes sense to say you are mekayim the mitzvah, say. So there's no issa on the part of the Chatzi Ben Chorin on the ger that he's eating. So it could be, if you say like that, that's a big chiddush though, to say that even not only sicha shemesh al trum is only an isa bitul mitzvah, even achila azar shach al trum is only an isa bitul mitzvah. So if one should assume like that, maybe that's the pshat over here, that the kain tomei shach al trum is misa b'dei shemayim and the zar shach al trum is misa b'dei shemayim because of the bitul mitzvah side. But if there's no mitzvah anyway, because the trum is truma tameya, so you can't say there's a bitul mitzvah. So then there's no misa b'dei shemayim. Maybe that's how the Rambam understood this din. Once you're already saying, not like the sugya in Chulin Dab Kuk Yigimel, that is based on Anisa Chalalisa, it doesn't matter which direction, who became Tommy first, whether the Kohen became Tommy first, or the Truma became Tommy first. That's the Rambam against the Gemara, so maybe that's the Yisoid Adin over here. There is a problem here. The din is that one who is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig has to bring a Korban Chatas. Kol Shazana Koris and Shigas L'Chatas. One who does an Aver B'Shegig, which if he would have done it, been Mezid, he would have been Chayv Koris, so then you have to bring a Chatas. There was a Malamed in Europe who put out a Sefer, he was a big Malamed, he put out a Sefer, techniques in teaching children, young children. So he writes in his Sefer that you don't have to teach the young children every Rashi and Chumash. Some of the Rashis are very complicated. You have to know Gemaras to understand. You just teach Pshuto Shal Mikra, so it's fine. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that also. And he said, Targum Onkelos, that's Pshuto Shal Mikra. You don't have to know, for little children, they're just being introduced to Chumash. You don't have to teach them all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So this Malama gives a mashal. He says, when you're teaching Parshas Vayikra, and it says that when a person doesn't have their b'shogeg, has to bring a chatas, you don't have to load them down with all the details. You don't have to tell them that it's only a davish has done a chorus of shigos a chatas. Just tell them you didn't have their b'shogeg. So he sent a copy of his sefer to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik sent him a letter. I think you're absolutely wrong. What do you mean? A person cheats in business b'shogeg? A person tells lashon hara b'shogeg? Telling children, you have to tell all the details of the Torah Shabbat Peh that you're not chayev chatas unless it's yesh bo maisa. You have to tell all the details, but you have to tell that it's the chatas only if it's a zdona koris. If it's not zdona koris, it's not. You're teaching incorrectly if you don't say that deal. Some details you have to say, some not. So the din normally is called shel zdona koris and shigigos chatas. So the question is, what's the definition of shogeg? So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Samach Tes. What if he's a belav shogeg because he knows that you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, but he's a character. He's not so careful about the chazer and about basa b'cholov and other things. If it's only a lav, it doesn't bother him. But the suri koris, that's more important. Suri koris means he cut off from the Rebbeinu Shlom, so he doesn't want to violate any suri koris. He was Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, thinking that it's only Chayv Lavin, because Chayv Lavin he doesn't care for. He'll fight it out with the Rebbeinu Shalom when he comes to heaven. He's not worried about the Chayv, but the Chayv Krisis, that he's worried about. What's the din if he's a B'lav B'shogag B'Kuris? He didn't realize, if he would have realized that Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, is a Kuris, he wouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechon, and that's called Shogeg. Even though he violated Shabbos B'mezid, that's called Shogeg. Does he get Misa and Chayv Chatos? The Chazanish talks about that. But he gets both. They warned him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, because he's going to give you the death penalty. I don't care. But if they would have told him that it's Kares, he wouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos. So it's called Mezid, that he gets the death penalty, and it's called Shegig, that is Chayv Chatos at the same time. The same are there. So Chazanish works on that. What's the bottom line? But so Rabbi Yochanan has a Machlok Zvei Shlok. Shlok says, no. He's a Belav, he's B'mezid. That's not, you're not Chayiv. In such a case, it's B'mezid, and the Mezid, there's no Chayiv Chata. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechon. Then the Gemara has a Machlokes Abai V'Rova. What would Rabbi Yechon say when he gave to Zah Shachal Truma B'Shegeg? Zah Shachal Truma B'mezid doesn't have to give Kerem B'Chemish. He has to give, if he ate the Kohen's Truma, it says, Gezel, I'm not a Kohen. So it was Mafra's Truma that I ate it. It's Mom Shein LaTovim. Which coin is going to be able to demand, give me the, I have Tovis or not, to give to whichever coin I want. But if I ate someone's Amazar, if I ate some coin's Truma, I have to pay him, that's Gazlan. And if I ate the Truma before I gave it away to the coin, so it'll be Mom Shein LaTovim. I have to pay some coin. So you have to pay B'Torah's Gazlan, but not B'Torah's Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegi. So Zar Shachal Truma, that's Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid, pays Kerem. Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegi has to pay Kerem B'Chaimish. and he has to give daba harayli as kodesh. He can't just make out a check. He can't just give money. You have to, if you drank wine, you have to give wine. If you ate the apples, so you have to give them an apple. When you give the apple to the kohen, so tashlum and epachim li as kodesh, because the pasuk has a lashon. When you give it to the kohen, it becomes kodesh. Fine. So the pashtus and the mishnah is like that. That daba harayli as kodesh only applies to zasha achal chumah b'shogeg. Doesn't apply. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam holds that that din, you don't have to give chaymesh, you don't have to be moisil chaymesh if you ate b'meizah, but the Rambam thinks that the tashlumin have to be daba haroyli as kodesh, even applies to zashachal chumah b'meizah. That's a strange Rambam. So the Gemara has a machlekes habay v'rove, what would Rabbi Yechanan say by zashachal chumah b'meizah? He knows that he's not late truma, but he didn't realize that it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. So they tell him, don't eat the truma, we're going to give you Malkus. You're not a Kohen. He says, I don't care, give me all the Malkus you want. So we're going to give him Malkus because he ate it B'mezid. But then he says, wait a minute, if I would have known that it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, I wouldn't have started up. I don't want to fight with the Rabbanu Shalom on Chorus and Misa B'dei Shemayim. On the Chayv Elav, and I'll fight it out with him. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Habay V'rov. So Habay holds, Rabbi Yechanan's shita is only by kores b'negei techatos. Rabbi Yechanan would never disagree. He would never say that zashachal truma b'meizid. He's a delav shogeg misa b'dei shemaim. That's also called shogeg. And we pass like Rava. It's not from the Alkegam. Machlekes Habay v'Rava. We pass like Rava. And Rava's lashon is that chaymish is to misa b'dei shemaim like chatos is to kores. Just like if a person violated an Issa Kares b'shogeg. If he would have done it amazing, he would have mechayv Kares. So now that he did it b'shogeg, he needs a kapare, he has to give a chatos. So zar shachal truma b'mezid would be misa b'dei shamayim. So if he ate the truma b'shogeg, then he needs a kapare. The kapare he has to give chaymish. So just like Rabbi Yechanan, so it's a parallel. Chaymish is to misa b'dei shamayim, like chatos is to Kares. So just like Rabbi Yechanan holds, he's a b'la b'shogeg b'kares, it's called shogeg. So to Rabbi Yechanan would say, that's how we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rava, the Hezbollah, the Shogak, the Misa B'dei Shamayim, is Chayv Chemesh. That's how we pass. So here there's a problem. There's a Mishnah in Trumas, the first Mishnah in Perek Vav, where the Mishnah says, a Zashachal Truma B'Shegeg has to give Karen B'Chemesh, whether it's Truma Tahira or Truma Temeya. So here, the Gemara never says, what's the din of a zashachal truma tmeya b'meizid? The Gemara talks about a kain tome, shachal truma tmeya b'meizid. That's not b'isa b'dei shamayim. So according to the Gemara in Chulin, it's all based on isa chal alisa. So you have to work out each case, which isa came first, and the second isa is not chal. According to the way the Rambam somehow rejected that Gemara, for some reason or another, the Rambam holds not based on any Issa Chalis. It doesn't matter which Issa came first. So it's like the Pashtus of the Drasha. Mesa Bekir Chalu Pratu Sushan Chulelis V'Amenis means you weren't Mevatlet V'Mitzvahs. So it could well be, I don't know where to look, you should look on Teseftas, could well be that just like Kain Tom Shochal Truma Temeyo B'Mezid is not Misa B'Dei Shemayim, it could be that Azar Shochal Truma is Misa B'Dei Shemayim, it's only if it's Truma Torah. If it's Truma Temeyo, it should also be. There's no bitl mitzvah, so it could well be that there's no misa b'dei shamayim. So that's a question, but the Mishnah says b'feirish and truma, that is zav shachal truma b'shoyge, is chayiv karen v'chaymesh, bein truma Torah, bein truma temeya. So if one should assume that by truma temeya, there's no misa b'dei shamayim, so why is there going to be chaymesh there? How come there's chaymesh there? So there's such a similar kasha the Mishnah HaMelech asks. The Mishnah HaMelech wrote, in addition to the fantastic Chippa of the Mishnah HaMelech, he wrote a sefer, Parashas Drachim. That's all Agada. Then at the end of the Parashas Drachim, he has the Derech Mitzvah Sechel. Now they print it in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam. So the Derech Mitzvah Sechel, he talks about the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what are the differences between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Smag and the Smak. He has some light discussions there, nothing too heavy. So in the end of Chela Gimel, in the Derech Mitzvah Secho, he bothered with such a kasha. We had a discussion earlier in the Masechta regarding Kohenes who marries a Zar. So that's in today's set. Baskan Kisili Zar here b'chumah sakadoshim lo secho. Kozman, she's married to the non-Kohen. She's not allowed to eat chumah. Which should be chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So the Mishnah Melech proves there in the Derech Mitzvah Secho, he doesn't think basically she's a Kohenes. You're not allowed to eat Truma because she's married to a Zar, but you can't say that she's a Zar. He thinks she's not Chayim Nisa B'dei Shemai. So he's bothered with a kasha. How could there be a machlokes hatanoim if a Kohenes Shenisis Lazar eats Truma B'shoigig, whether she's Chayim Mishanat? But there's no Misa B'dei Shemai. He thinks that he proved there's no Misa B'dei Shemai. How could it possibly be Chaimish if Rav said there in Shabbos Dav Samach Tesam and Beis, Chaimish is to Misa B'dei Shemayim, like Chatas is to Koris. If there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim and Beis, in the same kasha I'm asking over here, if one should assume that just like a Kohen Tomi Shochal Truma Tmeya, there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. So if one should assume that even a Zar Shochal Truma Tmeya should also not be Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's not Mevatel and Mitzvasoi, so then why does the Mishnah say that it's Chayv Chaimish? So the Chacham Tzvi has the first paragraph in Siman Mem Pes. This is a famous Chacham Tzvi. The Midrashim have in different places, and basically Gemara is also in different places, a concept that before the age of 20, the Bez Nishalmaila doesn't punish. Bez Nishalmata punishes if the girl is a Gdolah from the age of 12, the boy is a Gdolah at the age of 13. So Bez Nishalmata punishes. Bez Nishalmaila doesn't punish, but Koris and Misim Deshmaim until the person is 20. Rashi quotes it in the beginning of Chayisar, Me'er Shana, Esm Shana, Meshev HaShanim, She'esm Shana, just like before the age of 20, she's Noki Mechet, so for the rest of her life she was Noki Mechet. So that Medrash is assuming that until the age of 20 there's no punishment B'dei Shemayim. So the agent once explained the personality is formed between the age of 13 and 20. So the Bezun Shalmata punishes when the personality is beginning to be formed. Bez Shalmaila holds it is still a cotton till the Gemar. When people finish college around then, 20, 21, around that age, then their personality is already formed. So then they're considered a bardas for the Bez Shalmaila before that age, before the Gemar, the formation of personality. So it's considered like a cotton. So he quotes the Chacham Tzvi quotes that the Marami Prague was bothered with Akasha. How can you say like that? The Beferish Gemara is that if a child is bar mitzvah and then is mechal Shabbos the next day, he's chayv chatos. The Gemara talks about he became bar mitzvah that day. He became bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. The Gemara in Yevamos. He became bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. How is that possible? So that's all discussion. How did he become bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos? Hevish Tei Cyrus, okay. So the Gemara says if he'll be mechal Shabbos at the end of the day, he'll be chayv chatos. So the Gemara assumes that a child 13 years old is chayv chatos. But if you hold that the Bezun Shalmaila doesn't punish till after the age of 20, so it's not Zdona Koris, so why should it be Shigasa Chata? So Marami Prague was bothered with this kasha, and he thought there was a tendency to say that this is Agarita, that the Midrashim say that until the age of 20, Bezun Shalmaila doesn't punish, maybe it's not Laloch, maybe he really do punish. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, so he thinks that that's not a kasha. He thinks The Gemara never meant to say, even though that's the simple reading of the Gemara, that Chaimish is to Misa B'dei Shemayim, like Chatas is to Koris, means if the person deserves Koris, if he would have done it amazing, so if he did it B'shegig, then it's Chayv Chatas, and the same thing. The Zar Shachal Truma B'mezit is Misa B'dei Shemayim, so if he does it B'shegig, he needs a Kapara for the Yisachom. So the Pashtus is, because he would have been Chayv Chatas, he would have been Chayv Koris, he would have been Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Chacham Tzvi says he thinks that the teretz that the Shoyl who sent him the letter, he thinks his teretz was correct. The Gemara didn't mean that. The Gemara meant if the Iser, the Shem Ho Iser is an Iser Chama that carries with it Koris and Iser B'dei Shamayim, then you need Chatas B'Shoyg. It doesn't necessarily mean that I personally would have been Chayv Chata. I personally would have been Chayv Koris. I personally would have been Chayv Iser B'dei Shamayim. The nature of the Iser is such that it carries with it Iser B'dei Shamayim. So even if in this particular case, there's no bitl mitzvah because the truma is truma tmeya anyway. So Lamai said the zar shochal truma tmeya b'mezid could well be that it's not chayv misa b'dei shemayim. But still, normally the prohibition of zar shochal truma carries with it misa b'dei shemayim. So that's enough to be mechayev chaimish. I don't know. I thought the kasha was better than the text, but he thinks that that's a double push. So that would answer the Mishlam Melech's kasha. What he asked by the Kohenes Shenisis Lazar, how can she be chayev? How can it be a machlokes hatanan whether she's chayiv chaimish or not? But he thinks that for sure he proved that there's no misa b'dei shemayim over there. That would answer the kasha that we asked over here also. There's a Sefer Kafta Beferach that was written by one of the Rishonim who moved to Eretz Yisrael. It's all about Inyani Eretz Yisrael. So he talks about Trumas and Maisa, Shemitah V'Yovel, Hakrovas Karbonis, Bezmanazah, the plan to make a Mizbech, to bring Karbonis in Eretz Yisrael. Where Kitchel Asilovi, Kitchel Ashaita, where are the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, talks about Yantav Shenish Agolias. The whole Sefer all about Inyani Eretz Yisrael. So in Paragimel, he quotes a fantastic Ravid. The Ravid learned Bacharusa with the Balamar. So each one wrote Hasogs on the other one's Svar. So the Ravid wrote the Bali Anefesh and Taras HaMishpach and Mikvah. So you have Hasogas of the Balamar on that. And then the Balamar wrote on the Riv. So we have the Hasogas of the Ravid on the Sefer Hamor. So every so often he says, they learned Bacharusa, every so often he says, he stole it from me. That's my Shtikotar. He didn't give it my name. And then most of the time he disagrees. Most of the time, sometimes he says, Gonav from Me'iti. He uses the Lashon from Chumash. Gonav from Me'iti, he stole it from me. And then usually he disagrees. So in the Kafta Beferach, they printed around 100 years ago, they printed Kosav Shom. I don't think they found the whole manuscript. So we're missing that part. At the end of Chulin, Perka Orva Reutav, to the best of my knowledge, I think we're still missing. But the Kafta Beferach quotes the Ravid in the Sefer Kosav Shom. Why is it called Kosav Sham? Because every paragraph begins with the word Kosav Sham. My Chavrusa, the Balamar, writes in his Sefer, X, Y, Z, and I disagree. Or I say he stole it from me, whatever. So every paragraph begins with the word Kosav Sham. So when they printed it, they called it Sefer Kosav Sham. So he quotes a passage from the Ravid. We don't have any other, I don't think we have any other source for this. What's the din of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisa, Bishar, Minim, other than Dogen Tirish V'Yitzah? So the Ravid holds like Rashi and Tosfos that the obligation to be mafrish trumas and maizim and ador is only dogen tirish v'yitzer, but if you mafrish trumas on potatoes and oranges, it's chal min ator. You're not mechuyev to, but if you're mafrish, it's chal min ator. That's a fantastic chiddush. The Netziv at the end of Bechukosai has this big chiddush, and Netziv was in Balozhin, so he says in Balozhin there's a tradition from the Vilna Goyen that achilas matzah after Laila Harishon, it's Rishus, means it's a mitzvah of Rishus. You don't have to eat matzah, but if you do eat matzah, then it's considered a Kiyama mitzvah. So that's famous in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So the people today who claim the Vilna Gaon never said it because it doesn't make any sense. There is no such thing as a mitzvah of Rishus. The word mitzvah means mitzvah. You're obligated. You're mechuyev. How can it be a mitzvah of Rishus? But the Netziv was in Balozhin, and that was the tradition of Balozhin that the Vilna Gaon says. He quotes this big breakthrough from the Vilna Gaon. Such a concept as a mitzvah of shus, and he answers kashus with this. Once he said like that, so he opened up a whole possibility of saying more things that are shus. So he suggests maybe lokuach. The Gemara says lokuach. If I bought tevel from someone else, I'm not chayv men ator to be mafrish trumas and maisus. He has a chiddush, but if you are mafrish, it'll be chal men ator. Not just that it's chal mederabam. So then it. So the Ravid has a bigger chiddush than Lakuch. He says on Shat Minim, other than Dogen Tirish V'Yitzer, if you're mafrish, you're not mechuyev to be mafrish, now he's a tevel, but if you're mafrish truma, it'll be chal men atoira. But since it's only a truma that you weren't mechuyev to be mafrish, and there was no isa mitzvah shemaim on eating the tevel, so he thinks that a zar who eats that truma would not be chayev mitzvah shemaim. But if he ate a b'shegik, it would be chayev chamesh. He has also like that. It's Truma Men HaTorah, it's Chal Men HaTorah, Mafrish Truma and tomatoes and potatoes and oranges and apples. It's Chal Men HaTorah, there's an Issa Deraisa to eat it, but there's no Issa B'dei Shemayim. But if a Zari eats a B'shegik, it would be Chayiv Chomesh. So that's along the lines, like that, like the Chacham Tzvi wrote, that there is such a possibility. Okay, it's late, we'll stop here.